This seance was recorded on August the 4th, 1988, medium Esmond Flint. Is this somebody? Is that?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
That's not Mickey, it's sure.
No, it isn't. Hello. Hello? Hello?
Where's Mickey got to?
Oh, he's here. Hello? Hello, who are you? I'm all right. Yeah? Is that Dave?
I'm here, Dave is speaking.
Hello, Dave.
Oh,
it's lovely.
Yes, I am. I'm not doing it all wrong, but I just want you to know we're all here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Dave.
Oh, I wish I could come and talk and talk.
Oh, no.
I wish I could speak loud and clear.
Oh, come on, slowly, Dave.
I want you to know I'm here. I'm never far away, you know.
Thank
you. Keep an eye on you, so watch out.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
People
sting. I know,
Mickey.
Hello, Mickey.
Well,
anyway,
mate.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but I'm doing my best,
like. That's lovely.
But old Les is getting down to watch it. you know, one of them, that thing, funny. How fluctuations like.
Yeah.
But, did you hear him?
Yes,
he was terribly anxious for you to know he was here. He got here before me.
Yeah, I know. That's unusual.
Well, it is really. How are you, Cook?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right. You're a bit of a case, you are, aren't you?
Well.
Can you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, I can.
There's a lot of power around you, you know.
Yeah.
I think they still have great things, you know. I hope you'll do something about it.
I hope so as well. Thank you.
Yeah, but what about the healing?
Well, I don't think I have much chance to do it as I'd like to.
Well, it's a pity because there's great hope of people like on this side, like, you know, who want to use you to do the work. I suppose it's difficult, is it?
Well, I'll offer myself in service to do healing, but at the moment I don't seem to be able, where I go doesn't seem to have the patience.
You mean you ain't got the patience?
No, the patients don't seem to come.
Oh, I see you mean they're the patients. I thought you meant you be patient.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, Mickey.
I like you, Cook.
Yeah,
there's a lot of power around this here room, like.
There is.
In fact, actually, with all due respect, like, and all that, if it weren't for the power that you lot give, I don't think we'd be able to make it with all these. He's getting a bit old, hasn't he?
No, he's not that old.
Well, I mean, you know, considering, like, I mean, he's no chicken, is he?
You are,
you can't hear him laughing. Takes all kinds to make the world, don't
true.
It? Whether it's yawn or around.
That's true.
People think when you're dead, that's it. You've had it. But I'm more alive now than I ever was when I was on your side, mate.
I like it.
Did you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. I know you lot saying good afternoon or something.
They're not scared, like, are they?
No, I might be.
There's a lot of people here, though, honest, and a lot of power and all.
Thank you.
I reckon you lot, if you could all get together, and if you couldn't all make it, you'd ought to have a circle.
Well, Lincoln and London, not that near.
Well, no, but why don't the Lincolnites get together then?
They do.
Well, then, that's the important thing, because there's a lot of power around them.
Yeah, thank you.
There's a little boy comes to that group and all. And there's a great big bloke here, I don't know who he is. Great big fella he is. When on earth he was to African Zoo or something. Comes to one of them blokes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
didn't
hear Morrison there.
No.
I'm Frank. Who's Frank? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Who's Frank?
No.
You were Frank, but
No, wait a moment. There's someone pushing in here. Oh, blimey, we're all night.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey, come along, bring some friends.
Don't go away.
He won't.
But I'm not sure whether you can hear me.
Yeah.
Hello, dear.
Hello, Uncle.
Oh, bless you. If anyone had told me, you know, that I could come and talk to you like this, I never believed them. I often see your mother, you know.
Yeah,
dear? Can you hear what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yes, Uncle, I can hear you.
What's the matter with you? Yeah. Speak up.
Just a bit overwhelmed.
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
A bit overwhelmed.
Why should you be overwhelmed? Why shouldn't I come and talk to you? I never thought I'd ever be able to do this, you know.
No.
But here I am talking to you. Oh, I'm so excited, I can't help it. Just a minute, I've got a surprise for you.
Oh. Eve. Eve. Hello, Sam.
Good. Dear, oh dear, oh dear. Well, I never did. Good Lord. I'm sure you hear what I'm saying. I'm speaking as loud as I can.
Who are you, Jack?
Box business. Well, I never did.
Who are you?
Jack speaking.
Jack.
Hello.
Jack. Hello, Jack.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, I never did. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Can you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, is that Uncle Jack?
I've been standing here with the rest of them. There's a whole crowd of us here, you know. We've all come along together.
Yeah.
Whatever word were you, be possibly good. Oh, well, I've been blown. Of course, mind you, donkeys years ago when I was on your side, I'd never have believed all this nonsense and all that. Of course, I would have thought it was a load of rubbish talking about the so-called dead talking to people on Earth. But that's a long time ago. I can't help myself now, can I? I'm on the right side. Who are all these people? I don't know any of them, do I?
All friends.
Oh, no, I don't think I recognise any of these people. Nothing to do with our lot, are they?
Hello, love.
Who do you want to talk to, Edie?
It's that lady. She's trying to get in touch with that lady.
The lady next to you,
me?
Yes, hello. There's a lady trying to speak to you.
Hello.
Someone you know of a lady who connected, and she says that they call her Edie.
Hello, Edie. Bless you.
I've been here a long time now.
Yes, it's been a long time.
She was only a girl, more or less. Long time back now. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
What about your house?
My house? Oh, yes, well, we've moved house.
I know, since my day.
Yes.
You've changed. Are you settled?
Maybe.
Well, I heard you talking recently about the possibility of another move.
That's true, yes.
Well, I hope you get sorted out.
Good.
But I think you've got a nice place where you are.
Yes, I'm sure.
And I suppose you want something else there. What's all this? Not in a bungalow, is it?
We're in a bungalow, yes.
But are you going to have another bungalow then? Only evidently you've been talking about moving in the bungalow.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if that's what you've got in mind.
No, we don't mind.
Well, whatever it is, I'm sure you'll find the right place. Oh, isn't this marvellous?
Okay.
I can't get over it, you know. Me talking to you like this, my goodness me. Wait a minute. I can't. Oh, just hold on. Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Right. I'm holding on.
Arthur speaking.
Who?
Arthur. Well, I never. Yes, Arthur here. Hello.
Hello.
Well, I'm a bit loud. Well, Arthur speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm not exactly talking to you,
ma'am. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, that's all right. As a matter of fact, I'm endeavouring to speak from this side. Of course, I was very blessed with her, you know. I knew quite a bit about the subject before I ever came here, you know. I was deeply involved in spiritualism, and of course, occasionally I go down to my place, you know, college.
Finley.
Yes, but you know, I'm not too happy about the way things are going on there, you know. I suppose I shouldn't say this, but I suppose one has to accept the obvious fact. They're doing as best they can. Not easy, of course, but you know, I've got great ambition.
You did.
I was terribly concerned about it being a college of psychic science.
I agree with that.
Where people could be helped and educated in the truth of life after death. But I'm afraid it's not quite now what I'd hoped it might be. I suppose as much one can do about it.
But you still help with it, don't you?
Well, I do as best I can. Yes.
I know you do.
I do as best I can, but there again, what can one do? Everything depends upon the standard of the mediumship, and of course the organisation and all the rest of it. But I don't want you to feel that I'm not helping.
Thank you for your writings, because they are so good.
Yes, well, you're very kind. Anyway, I just want you to know that I'm very interested in everything that's going on here.
Thank you.
I think I have a little friend there. I had the impression I was someone trying to reach a relationship, but not, of course.
But we thank you anyway.
Well, we thank you for coming through.
Well, I'll carry on the good work. In my regards to all my friends, such as are left on your side, not many left now, mostly over here. Hello.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you
very much
for coming.
That was
not for coming.
No. Aren't they doing a good job down there?
No, they're not really. What they do with the place is that it's become money orientated. It's not what he wanted.
It's wrong on the spirit,
then. That's right, I know. No, he wanted it to become a college, and he wanted it a school for mediums, and he never got.
Oh, it's a sort of like a hotel now, is it?
That's right. Wow.
Where you get some grub and a drink.
and you get a lecture if you're lucky.
You're gonna laugh. I suppose they're all very sincere, really, and they do their best, but of course. It's not what it was intended, is
it? That's right. He wanted it as a school for development.
A school for what?
Development.
Oh, yeah.
That
your mates who come from about the Midlands, they're quiet, aren't they? If you want to ask me something, ask it then. I'm not going to do anything to help you lot. So you've got your little circle?
Yeah.
Seven of you or five?
Seven.
Well, someone, I should probably put it, should I? But somebody says seven, but it has, you're not having anyone drop out then, are you?
No.
Well, I hope you don't, but somebody said there's seven, but it could be five. Oh dear, I haven't probably put it.
We'll be five in a couple of weeks' time because two of them are going on holiday.
Oh, that's what it is. But they say there's seven in the circle. And then somebody said, well, temporarily anyway, only five. Hold on. You have a wonderful crying out loud. Sit up tight. Shut up that way.
Oh dear.
Because you know what it is, you've got tannis. What's your nuno?
Who
Are you hearing that?
Why?
Kill a boy of a I come. Speak, brother, sisters. I come, speak, brother, sisters. Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Wait, what's that?
Who are you?
I want brother, sister's nose. I hear with many souls. I, White Hawk.
Good evening, White Hawk.
I no good speak good. Yes. Language, learn better words, speak better words for
people. Thank peoples. You for coming.
I want you know, brother, sisters, I come say helps. Many peoples come from this side of love, help children, huh?
Yes. I
want you know, brother, sisters, I come help you. Many peoples here, long time won't work with you to do things of the speed. I have to concentrations
yeah.
on things, huh?
Yeah.
I come, brother, sisters, huh? Me come to help circles. I come help circles.
Yeah, thank you.
Not the only one, of course.
Sorry,
not quite a number of us.
Who's this? Hang on, somebody else. Hello.
I do not know if you can hear me.
Yes,
we can.
Of course, you know, when I was on your side of life, I had no idea about psychics, as you term it, or spiritualism. But I am most anxious, if I can, to be of help. I go sometimes to various places where they sit together, such as you do, in what you call your circle, and we try to influence, we try to bring to bear not only the things that we ourselves wish to convey, but we also endeavor to create an atmosphere which will be conducive to your own well-being. You know, most people are psychic. Most people have the power of the spirit within. Everyone, in a sense, is a spirit while yet encased in flesh. And there is no reason why you should not be able to open up your awareness and your consciousness to the things that are around and about you. When you gather together, you know, innumerable souls come. They come with a desire to serve, to uplift you, and to utilize the power and the energy that they have, that you shall do the work of the Spirit. Now, each one of you, in some form or another, is endeavoring to serve. Of course, there are times when you're disheartened, when you feel perhaps you are not making very much progression, but a great deal is happening. You may not be aware of it. You are surrounded by souls. Some of them you have become aware of. Some have made themselves known to you. Others, of course, you do not know. You see, it is not just two or three that gather, but sometimes many, many, many peoples come on different levels of consciousness and awareness, on different attitudes, as it were, of attempting to serve and to work. You know, I wonder sometimes how much people in your world, even those of you who are instruments, who are endeavoring and indeed are doing the work of the Spirit, how much you are being helped by souls from this side that you have never yet personally made a contact with. You get to know, of course, two or three, and they become familiar to you. They are, as it were, your guides or your helpers. But there are crowds of souls who come. I go to various groups in various countries where they're sitting and hoping, and indeed in some instances developing their powers. I know of your little group, and I know of some wonderful, wonderful souls helping you.
it's so important to keep the circle going. It's not always the easiest thing, I realize that, for various obvious reasons. Circumstances will change and conditions may vary accordingly. But you are very blessed. You have some wonderful souls. Don't get disheartened. Don't get disconsolate about it. You know, I knew nothing about spiritualism when I was on your side of life. I was too immersed in my own profession. But you know, for years I was in the theatre, I was at the Lyceum with Sir Henry, we worked together for many years. But I did have a relation who was deeply concerned about what you refer to as spiritualism. But I didn't want to know. I suppose in a way, looking back, I was very afraid of it. I was afraid that it might be a bad thing for me to get caught up in it or become involved in it. But you know, being in the theatre, working of course for many years with Sir Henry at the Lyceum, I was so intent upon my career. But I think I had an open mind to some extent. I didn't make condemnation. I tried desperately to see the point of view of probably everybody, whatever their religion, although I didn't have a great deal of time for religion myself. But that's another story. But you know, you dear people are very blessed with the knowledge that you have. And I know that some of you are doing the work of the Spirit. You are taking, as it were, the light into the darkness of your material world. And we're so concerned about your world, the state of it. Oh, if only you could see as we see. You know, when we come down to you, it's like piercing a fog all around your world. Due to the conditions which prevail, there's so much hatred, so much malice, so much intolerance in your world. It's also very sad. But each one of you, in your respective ways, can do something of great value. You can bring a light in your darkness. You can give illumination that others may see and know what you know. Be of good faith, my friends. Be patient with yourselves. Be patient with each other. And indeed, above all, be patient with us. It's not easy always to do the work of the Spirit. We strive. We work with you. We help as best we can to lift you out of the darkness. You have seen the light of the truth. You have seen the light of the Spirit. You have been comforted. You have been helped. And you are endeavoring to return that truth that you have found, that it may go forth in the darkness of your world, a light in the darkness to others. Be of good faith, my friends. We love you. Peace be with you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you. Well, that was Ellen
Terry. Yeah, I realised who it was.
Yeah, yeah. She's come as occasion.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
bye. Okay,
thank you. Bless you.
Who are you?
Who are you? Sorry?
I was there.
Can't hear you.
You've
known
your own business. What? Who said that? Well, you know, somebody said, mind your own business. Who's she to?
Vicky, what's going on?
Vicky? It's all right, yes, as I'm concerned, but I'm not sure if she can hear what I see.
If we can, who are you, friend?
I'm standing here now. I've been around quite a bit, you know. I've been coming to your meetings. It's Robert here. Aye, can you now hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Aye, many a year ago, I started making contact with you, say. I've been to various meetings at different times. But you know, finding the right medium's not the easiest thing. I tried with one fella, but it didn't work out. He packed it all in. I got very annoyed with him after all the time I spent, too. Can you now hear me?
Yes, we can.
We have a meeting. You have a meeting at your place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to come and see what I can do there. I'd like to do the work to speak, you know, but it's not the easiest thing. Right. You try to develop a soul and medium, you know, and sometimes they're all right, but Sometimes they get fed up, I think that's what the trouble is. You know, and they're packing. Because I came here and they're putting your name Wu. Hello.
Hello.
1949.
Yeah.
Have
you gone, Mickey?
Who are you?
He butted
in.
Who was
he? I don't know, some Scotch bloke. I think he's been around quite a bit down to meetings and circles and things. I think he's trying to get hold of someone that he can use as a medium, like, you know. And I think he got hold of some bloke and he packed it in.
He did,
That was a disappointment, wasn't it?
But it was.
You got any laughing, though. Takes all kinds at it. People get funny ideas about us, because we're spooks, you know, as they call it. I'm more alive than I ever was. But I used to be on your side, I used to sell papers outside old Camden Town tube station, you know. I got a laughing. I used to go up the old Bedford up the God's Forms. I used to go running up them stone steps, second house. I saw all the Braytons. Old little Titch, even him.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you wouldn't know about them.
Well,
you?
No.
54.
My old man said, follow the bag, go dilly dally on the way. That was old Murray Lloyd. She was a bit of a case, she was. She used to sing them songs.
She did?
She was a funny old girl. This one get a baby in her frock, hold on. That's what my mum used to say when she'd been nattering over the fence of the woman next door. And the pubs are about to open. She used to say that, oh, this won't get a baby in her frock. Suddenly, of course, she knew the pub was open. She wanted to get in there quick. She used to drink herself stupid, my mum did.
Yeah.
I bet sometimes some people wonder why they let me come through and do the work.
Well,
you see, people get the idea it's all very morbid and depressing and all that. And the people are really running around playing harp singing. They don't realise how normal and natural it is to be dead. It's lovely. You're a bit of a case cock, you are.
Which one? Who's he talking to?
Graham.
Yeah, you're going to be a Graham. If anyone wants to ask anything, don't be afraid to ask. If I can answer, I will. If not, I'll say so.
You know, Mickey, you know that chap dived in at the beginning?
That who?
That person dived in at the beginning. And you said, and I thought you said Dave, and I'm sure it was. Just wondered if, you know, if you kicked him out or thrown him off.
Then what happened to him? He pushed his way in, mate.
Yeah, okay.
He was some connection of your money.
Yes, he was, yeah. That's funny.
By the way, there's a young lad here that I've seen, and I believe he's been before. And he died very tragic because he committed suicide. And he hanged himself in the garage. And he's only a youngster when he did it. I think he was, I don't know, got something on his mind, I suppose.
Yeah, I know something like that.
I don't mean about that. But there's some old lady here, well, she ain't old now, she was getting on when she kicked the bucket, but she had something wrong with her legs.
Yeah.
Who was that, Mickey? Well, give us some details about.
Yeah.
She had to be laid up, you know. She couldn't put her feet to the ground very well or walk or anything. She had to go around in a wheelchair, and they say they used to call old Emmy, but her real name probably was Emily, I suppose, but they used to call her old Em. Shut up snorting.
I'm sorry, Mickey.
Anybody? No?
Yeah.
No? Yes, it's to do with that lady. Oh dear.
Which
one? Hold on, I shall find out more about it. And what did you say? That lady comes from Lincoln.
You're talking here.
To do with me?
Yeah, there's a very sweet lady here, and she became sort of arthritic or something, and she couldn't get around very well. She had to be taken out on a wheelchair towards the end of her life, and they call her Emmy. I think her real name must have been Emily or whatever. And she talked about a nurse. Have you had anything to do with nursing?
No, I'm sorry. I can't take it. Mm.
Why?
I can't think of the lady in the chair.
Well, she's talking about some... What did you say?
You knew a lady that was in a chair somewhere, but her name isn't right.
Mm. Hold on, sit on top.
Okay,
we'll have a discussion.
We'll have a little discussion now.
Yeah. Without you. Yeah.
See what you can find.
Hello.
Hello, Violet.
Who are you with?
You're Violet.
Oh, Violet. Violet.
Violet.
Violet.
I'm Violet. To speak to you, it's me. It's fine. It's fine. How are you?
I'm okay.
Leave.
Hello,
Violet. Leave.
It's lovely. I don't believe this is marvellous. I still go to Italy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give them my love.
I will.
And take care of yourself.
Okay.
And I still do the work.
You do. I believe you.
I will never forget the old days.
No.
Remember me to everyone.
I will, right.
God bless you.
God bless you.
All the best that you give.
Okay. God bless.
God bless you.
Right. I do not know if you can hear Marie Teresa. I have been here, you know, waiting for this opportunity. Hello?
Who do you want to talk to?
I want you to know, monsieur, I come to your house. I also come sometimes to your meetings, you know. You know, hear what I say, monsieur?
Monsieur?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
You?
Me?
I want you to know, you, missus, you know, your wife.
Yes,
sir.
Me?
Yes.
Madame?
Yes, go on.
You know, I come to your house, and I come with other people, you know, to your circle. I come to help you. I want you to know, I am here, Marie Therese. I have been to you before. I have been, how you say, describe. Someone tell you, not so long ago, about me, about a sister, you know.
Right.
I was in the convent for most of my life, you know. But I want you to know, madame, and you, monsieur, and your little group, you know, that I come to you, I help you. I want you to know there are many people here that help you, doing everything possible for your development. And we want you to continue, not to lose heart, huh? Because we are doing good things. Huh? One day we do much together. Madame, you are very quiet. I want you to know, and you, monsieur, and all other friends here, that we do everything for you. Everything in our power. Huh?
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you very much. Marie Teresa, you know, remember.
You will.
Yes, we will remember
you. Of course she remembers. At least I hope she does. But if not, perhaps it's understandable to a point. You go here, you go there. It's a spiritualist churches and meetings, etc., over a period of time, and various mediums obviously give you various things and descriptions and names. Sometimes you're confused, sometimes you're not even sure, and sometimes, no doubt, you think it may be incorrect. But you know, there's no denying the obvious fact that there are innumerable souls who are interested, particularly when you sit together for development of the psychic power and the energy of vitality of the spirit. You, my dear friends, have indeed great possibilities in the future. If only you will be patient and try to stay together, work together for the common good. And if only one shows a great sparkle in the darkness of material things, that in itself is a great event. But each one of you, to some extent, are opening up, beginning to sense, to feel, to see, and to know and understand the things that are the spirit. I used to be very deeply concerned about psychics and mediumship when I was in your world. I did a certain amount myself. I can't say I achieved as much as I'd like to have done, but that's the way it is. But you, my dear friends, each one of you are important to us. Each one of you can be used for the spirit to do the work of the spirit.
Thank you.
You know, you probably wouldn't even remember me before your time.
Who are you?
Hello.
Who are you?
Who are you? Who are you, friend? Who was that, Mickey? I wonder who it was.
I'm wondering.
I'm talking to all of us.
Oh.
The whole of us, not singly.
Yeah,
all of us.
I'd
like to know, Nicky.
Who was he, Nicky, please?
Hold on.
Who was that?
Yeah, come back. I think he got broke off. Hold on.
Who was he?
No. Sorry, no name won't convey a word. A meaning to you. My name is Lamont. I was Dr. Lamont. But that's long before any of you here, no doubt, were interested in this truth.
No, I'm
Dr. Lamont.
I should say
I was Dr. Lamont.
No, you still are.
Well, it's in a sense that's true now. But over here, we shed ourselves of many of the old things. You know. Who will you say?
Well, I was just going to say that we wanted to know who you were, and we were very thankful for you coming.
I know you. I know of you. Indeed, I know several of you here. As a matter of fact, I've made a habit over quite a period of your earthly time, that is, of going here, there, and wherever I possibly could to see if there's anything that one might be able to do. But you know, of course, you have some wonderful souls and helpers, each one of you here.
Yes.
And I believe this circle of yours has enormous possibilities. Hope you realize that, sir.
Yes, we do.
Your little lady is very quiet.
Yes, she is quiet.
You've got her very
sensitive. I trained her well.
I don't think that's altogether true. You know, my experience way back in my life, I'm going back many years, the women who are often the quiet ones are the ones who do all the manoeuvring.
That's true.
What kind of a doctor were you when you were there here?
Can you hear it?
As if he's gone.
No, he's still alive. Hello?
I shall be joyful.
What?
I do my true. I am only joyful. I shall want to hear you.
Sorry?
Hello, darling.
Hello?
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 Topsy. Hello, Topsy.
Because I can think and speak and let them people call me Topsy. I come to your little circles.
Yeah.
I come to your house. And I just want you to know I was here today. And I wish you my love.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Jesus, be to shine with a pure, pure light. You know that, don't
yes,
you?
We do.
Yes. And you in your small corner, and I in mine.
Is she one of your helpers or something?
My lady.
Hmm?
Who?
Do I? What do you say?
My medium.
Your medium? Who's who?
Who is your medium?
I love you.
Thank you.
Is that she?
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you.
You have to speak up quickly and get in, otherwise.
Yeah.
Come on, Michael.
It's only pink, but... Oh, Lord. Yeah. That guy used to play the organ at the church. Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Vic?
Hello there. Who's that?
Who are you, Fred? Nicky?
keep up the good
work. Keep up the good work. Hello, who are you? Yeah, who are you, friend? Who do you want to talk to?
I do it from this side now. I do it from this side.
We can just about hear you. Can you speak up?
It's Jesse Nason.
I thought so.
Jesse Nason.
Give her my love.
Yes. All our love too.
Yes.
All our love as well.
Thank you.
Carry on the good work.
Cheers, Jesse.
God bless.
Okay.
Si siamo giunti sulle nuvole, siamo con Genes.
God bless you.
Allora, ti sei una pessima, I don't know if he...
Think about it, can you...
I am trying.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't know if it is possible, but I am trying to talk with you. At the moment, it is a little complex.
Okay, we can hear you, but who do you want to talk to? No. Or all of us?
Well, I like to talk to everyone. This is Maurice.
Yes,
okay, I am very pleased to be able to come, if only for a moment. You know, I have great joy when I was on your side. To sing and to do my work, you know.
Yes,
I did not have much experience speaking, so I sit with medium gasp occasionally, but now I am very pleased that I can come and talk with you.
Thank
you. I understand, you know.
Yes, we can hear you.
We come together like this. It gives me great pleasure. I like to feel, you know, that I can be of some assistance, some help to you. I am very interested, monsieur, in what you refer to as your secours. Madame, and you, monsieur, and your friends, I come perhaps, if I may, to visit you in your secours, as you call it.
Welcome, sir.
You know, I... I have a long life in your world, considering, looking back on it, I was very fortunate to be able to do what I do. But now I am out of your world, I am very thrilled, very happy. I don't want anyone to feel, how you say, sad. When a person dies, you lose them in a way, but you should not grieve for them. They are alive. I did not realize myself quite. Now I know. It is a wonderful thing when you are tired and when you are sometimes sick and ill and you are afraid of dying. It is something one should look forward to. You are received by many friends, many people that you have known who love you, you are careful. I was very happy when I come here. I meet a lot of people that I used to know, people that were my friends. I meet some of them were my enemies, so but we are no enemies now. I could tell you many things, but I just want you to know that on behalf of myself and all of us here, we give you our love and our blessing and wish for you every happiness and to continue to do the work of the spirits, because believe me, it is very necessary in your world. I have to go, they tell me that it is time to leave, but I just want you to know I and everyone here send our blessing and love to you, each one of you. I have to go. Au revoir. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Time has passed on.
Never mind. Thank you.
I did my best.
Oh, what now?
I know people be disappointed, but I did my utmost to help as best I could. and considering I'm this as well, you know, getting towards the end of it, like, isn't he?
Is he?
Well, you know, he's been a lot of really. I mean, he's no chicken, is he? But he's all right, providing he don't overdo it, and I won't let him anyway. Anyway, you lot, cheerio. Keep your chin up. Double one as well. Bye-bye.
God bless. Thank you.